Joining me, did you get out of work today, Ed? What's going on there, buddy?
Hey, well, it's going to be another good morning, I guess. It looks like there's no white wind out there, so.
Yeah, exactly. Ed Beckley joining us, M65 Bay Chop. Well, two locations, the Whittemore location and where you'll be heading after this, the Augray location.
Right, the Augray location now.
So yeah.
I come in today to talk a little bit about CWD there, Kevin. You know, the DNR's got this big scare tactic going out, in my opinion, on it. They've tested 31,000 deer in the last 2 years, basically, for this disease. And out of that, they've found 58 of them.
58 out of 31,000.
That are suspected. They're okay. Not all confirmed. They're suspected ones out there, too. So that's a 0.19%. And they found them in, like, four counties. So you take four counties out of, what, 50 counties, at least, in Lower Peninsula, Michigan, something like that?
Roughly, yeah.
You know, and they want to do a baiting ban statewide on this. This disease actually started in 1967 in a Colorado testing facility.
Really?
There was some mule deer that was in a pen with some sheep, and sheep had scrapie. And so they think this disease come over from scrapie into the mule deer. And they were released out, mule deer does were released out into the wild. And that's when they found that the fawns that they had dropped had the disease.
All right.
And so that's how they're thinking that this got released. Well, to this day, according to Dr. Kroll, I don't know if people know who he is, they call him Dr. Deer and stuff.
Yeah.
That there's more deer in that area in elk than there's ever been. So he doesn't even call it a disease. He calls it more of a condition.
Okay. Now, I know it's relatively new to Michigan. I know I've seen some stories that Wisconsin was battling it, but it's just recently come into Michigan, and as you mentioned, only 58 deer so far. So the DNR is looking at doing a baiting ban everywhere to try and prevent a further spread?
Right, that's what they're doing. They want to do a statewide ban with a couple of them out there looking at a proposal, an amendment to their proposal on a baiting ban. Ms. Crumbaugh mentioned doing maybe just a CWD core area baiting ban, and then the counties on the outskirts of those counties that had the disease to be like kernel corn only. And I could see that myself.
Yeah.
I mean, but an all-out baiting ban for the state of Michigan is pretty tough. I mean, we've lived it in Northeast Michigan here, and what I'm seeing from people that I talk to downstate, they don't think it's really that big of a deal. But even bow sales, I've had people come in the shop and tell me they're not going to buy a bow until after this vote on August 9th.
Wow. All right. Yep. August 9th is the date. Now, my question to you is, maybe you don't know the answer to this. Why would they treat this differently than the bovine tuberculosis problem where they did do, you know, the zones instead of, you know, a statewide ban? Why are they going to this level so quickly?
I'm not really too sure on that one myself. My personal feeling on it is the TB didn't really kill the deer herd. It just infected it.
Yeah.
Where CWD will kill the deer eventually. Okay. But again, it's a disease that it takes 16 to 33 months for it to incubate. All right. And then 4 to 6 years for it to kill the animal. So that's, you know, how many 5-year-old deer do we really have running around out there?
Exactly. Yeah, you're right about that. Especially here in Michigan, you know, our quality deer management skills are just starting to come into being. So, yeah, you're right about that. So what do we need people to do? Obviously, I know we had a story earlier this week, the Huron community or Huron County Board. And I know the Iosco County Board has talked about this. But what can people do if they're interested in one way or the other on this condition?
What they need to do is call the Natural Resource Commission guys, all the committee members. And if you go to our Facebook page, M65 Bait Shop, we have a list of all their phone numbers on there. And tell them your feelings. I mean, if you're for baiting, call them, tell them you're for baiting. If you're against it, tell them you're against it. They got to know what the feeling of the people are. Right now, it's about a 50-50 sway with one guy in the middle on yes or no on these different proposals out there. And so your vote can count. And the biggest thing is, if you got people downstate that you know, have them call, because Iosco County, Aranac County is doing a great job of calling them from when I'm talking to them.
Right.
And but they're not getting a lot from the other counties. And again, it's because them people have never lived through it like we have up here.
I was just going to say, yeah, Iasco and Aranac, and of course, Alcona and farther north know about this kind of thing with the bovine TB thing. So they go to your Facebook page, and of course, they can get all the information they need to then get a hold of, it's the Department of Natural Resources. Is that the one who's putting this together?
The Natural Resource Commission.
Commission, there you go.
Right, right. And the DNR director, Director Cray, sits right on that board with them.
All right. And they are taking opinion. So they do want to hear from the public. So as you mentioned, your vote counts on this. Mm-hmm. And you have till August 9th because that's the day they're going to do the big vote on this.
Correct. And you can go down to the meeting, too. It's an open public meeting. You can call down. You can speak at it, whatever you want. I mean, and they'll take all day. When we did the one last year in Houghton Hancock,
yeah,
I was there till 6 o'clock at night listening to people talk.
And that meeting's what, I'm guessing, in Lansing?
It's in Lansing.
In Lansing.
That's
all right.
LLC down there.
All right. And I'm sure you've got all the information on your Facebook page about where they can go if they want to go to the meeting.
Yes, or they can call me.
All right. Will you be at the meeting?
I will be at the meeting.
You will be at the meeting. I'm sure you will be. So, again, give you a call. What's the number they can reach you at if they want some information about this?
989-756-3651 is the number for the Whittemore store.
Okay.
989-646-2444 is the number for the All Gray Shop. The All Gray Shop is where I'm at most of the time.
All right. Very good. But your vote counts and your opinion matters. So get a hold of them and check out your Facebook page or give you a call at either of the M65 bait shops and tell people what you think, especially our legislators, about what you think about a baiting ban on chronic wasting disease. All right.
Correct. And like Sue Aller's been really good with us on this. She calls me, I call her, and we're working together the best we can to make it so we're good for our area, basically.
I would imagine State Senator Jim Stommas, too. I know he's a big hunting enthusiast also, so I'm sure you can talk to him about this, too.
Yes.
Either one. All right. Or give Ed a call. Ed, I know you got to get to work today, buddy, but I'm glad you could drop in to talk about what is a very important issue, and hopefully a lot of people get out and make their voices count on the 9th, okay?
All right. Thanks, Kevin.